wake up.
Alive in Clyde.
It's Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Do you have to fire somebody in your wedding, so to speak? Either a bridesmaid or groomsman.
Right.
Because they, or maybe you should have.
Yeah, they wronged
their behavior bad enough that they got excluded or maybe should have been. Talking about this story that's gone viral, this bride-to-be not very happy with one of her bridesmaids who, when they had their big fitting for the dress, took pictures and then posted pictures of the bride in her dress on Instagram.
The horror. The horror.
8 months before the wedding.
Yep. Ruined her big, apparently, what,
and
reveal?
By the way, you meant that is with that H-O-R-R-O,
yes,
right?
Yes, I have a cold, so hopefully that came out the way.
Because maybe the bride actually used the other one. Right. I don't know. Okay. 280-1025. So, Morgan, this was your sister's wedding?
Yeah. So, I was the maid of honor, and we had this bridesmaid. They had been friends since high school.
Mm-hmm.
And she was really bummed that she wasn't the maid of honor.
Okay.
And so, it came to the day of the wedding. We're actually getting ready. So, she was in the wedding, but she was sitting there just having a sourpuss time. She actually made a Facebook status about how we weren't including her in all this stuff. And we saw it on the way to the wedding, and we were like, what? And she wouldn't own up to it, but obviously we can see it.
Right.
And then it's after the wedding, and we're waiting around to sign the certificate. I'm obviously going to sign it because I'm the maid of honor. She's a, like, standing right next to it, hoping that she'll get the chance to sign it before I can. And then afterwards, we're at the reception. She's not even there. Like, she's up. We had her on a farm. She's up at the farmhouse just sitting there. She changed out of her clothes. Like, she's waiting for a ride to come get her.
Oh, man.
And then she deletes all of us off Facebook.
She sounds fun. You don't.
Yeah, they're not friends anymore.
I wouldn't blame her. I wouldn't blame your sister at all. That's ridiculous. I mean,
yeah.
Hey, thanks, Morgan. You take care.
Yes, you have a great day. Bye.
Bye. Amy.
Yeah.
You. This was your wedding.
Yes.
And your bridesmaid got kicked out at the wedding reception.
At the wedding reception, yes.
What she What'd she do?
Well, the venue we had booked, we had a contract with that you couldn't bring any outside alcohol in. And she apparently tried to bring in alcohol, and security caught her, unbeknownst to me. I was obviously busy doing the reception thing.
Right.
And they had asked her just to take it back out to her vehicle and not bring it in. And I guess she caused a really big scene. And so, it's a really long story, but they apparently had to end up asking her to leave the property, and it's just very, I didn't even know about it. All of a sudden, I was like, we all sat down to eat, and I'm like, so where's she at? And everyone tried to hide it from me for the entire reception, and it was quite awful.
That's awesome. Thank you for calling, Amy. You have a great day. Amy, hi.
Hi.
This was your friend's wedding?
It was. It was a friend of mine, and I was a bridesmaid as well.
Okay.
The other bridesmaid that was released from her duties.
Released from her duties.
Yes.
Her and the bride had been friends since grade school, and it was no surprise that she was in the wedding, but at the bachelorette party, she, after some drinking, she started to take bets on how long the marriage would last.
No, bad idea. Bad idea.
So usually the bachelorette party is reasonably close to the wedding. You know, I think it was probably a couple months out.
Yeah.
And she was asked to step down, and they haven't spoken since.
Yeah, asked to step down. Yeah. Now, real quick, though, how long did the marriage last?
They're still married.
Ah, all right, the pool is still open. Good for them.
Thanks, Amy. Take care.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.